This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, we're playing his song. From the Chris Rose Rotation, among other things, including the NFL Network, he is Chris Rose, and he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. That sounds awkward, Chris. The Chris Rose Rotation. It's the Rose Rotation, isn't it? Is that what you're calling your show?
No, it's the Chris Rose Rotation.
Oh, it is the Chris Rose Rotation.
The Twitter handle is Rose Rotation. Same thing on Instagram, so if you want to give that a follow. We're off and running. Okay. At our first episode on Monday, and next one drops tomorrow.
It looks good. Like I haven't been able to watch it, but I've seen like your pictures you've been putting up on Instagram, and I'm like, my man's doing his own show. He is killing it right now.
Yeah, it's been really well received, which I appreciate. And for people who aren't familiar with it, it's me joined each week by one of six active major leaguers. So it's Lucas Giolito of the White Sox, Archie Bradley of the Phillies, Miguel Rojas of the Marlins, Trevor May of the Mets, Stephen Brault of the Pirates, Tyler Glasnow of the Rays. And they're not guests. They are co-hosts for the entire show. And then we'll sprinkle in guests as we go along. So it'll be active player talking to active player. And, we were excited. It actually debuted as the number one baseball podcast the first few days. And I think number seven overall among sports podcasts, which for baseball is pretty solid. So if you love baseball, this is these guys just let loose for an hour. You get to know them. You get to know their thoughts on more than just their team, but the game in general, kind of where it's going. And it's really a ton of fun. So I appreciate the opportunity.
I'm just curious for you, because you probably, I always go back to Best Damn and I think, wow, man, that must have been such a fun show to host. And I don't know that you've ever had, like, and you just tell us if you have, but like the bosses screaming at you, say this, don't say that, where now it's like, it seems like it's, you're like no holes barred on this show.
Right.
Not that you weren't, well, like, you've always been a guy that's been on those shows where you've been able to do what you want or say what you want, right?
For the most part. I mean, I work for two league-owned networks, and sometimes you can't go places. I will be sharing some stories about my boss calling me at MLB and saying, "What do you can't do that?" Well, we can here, and we do, and we, you know, I mean, Trevor May, who's very, very bright guy with the Mets, and is kind of in the weeds on the owners players negotiations, really kind of got into what you need to be aware of as a fan, really, like, but made it fun too. Kind of joking about it, but it was at the same time, like, you could walk away and you're like, wow, okay, that's pretty interesting. So yeah, it's fun. It's fun not having to stay on the rails.
Can I ask you about what might be going on with the Indians right now, shortstop wise? You have
shortstop wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think that's where you were going either, Chuck.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I'm thinking.
And by the
way,
yeah, hang on, just let me jump in real quick. Chris Antonetti did speak this morning. We're going to play that next segment, too, just so you know, talking about the Mickey Cohen situation. So, sorry, yeah.
I'll be curious to hear that one, too.
Yeah, me too. I'm really watching what's going on at shortstop, because I wonder what's going to happen. And you have two young guys. I know it's spring training. I know it doesn't mean anything. But right out of the chute, Jimenez and Arias – are hitting the baseball, and I'm thinking, what might they have here? Chris,
well,
what might they have there?
Yeah, Arias won't be the guy for right now. Yeah, I talked to Eric Hosmer after the trade, and he's like, that kid's legit. He said, he said, really with the glove, he's going to be fantastic, and he's got a bat that'll play at this level. So I think eventually he'll be there. Jimenez is going to be the guy for now because the Indians value defense at that position as they should. I mean, you need to, right? We had Lindor, we had Omar Vizquel for 15 years.
Yeah.
And you know how much you miss a dependable glove when it's not there at that position. Some places you might be able to hide, not there.
Do you think Jimenez is starting for this team at the beginning of the season, or will it be Rosario? And do you think it'll be Jimenez eventually?
I don't think Rosario is dependable enough there every day defensively. I will say that. How's that sound?
Legit.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that, people still feel like he had a really good year a couple seasons ago. And then 2020, I just, for guys who really struggled, I don't look at him and say, boy, he really sucked in 2020, because you're talking about 37% of a season. And sometimes guys have a terrible month and it doesn't really show over a 6-month season. If you have a terrible month in a 2-month season, it's going to show. So, I will be curious to see how he adapts to whatever role they're going to put him in. I just don't see him as the starting shortstop right now, but I could be wrong.
All right, let me walk down that other road just for 1 second with you. Just more of a big picture thing, the Mickey Callaway situation. I'm trying to figure it out and trying to, get the facts before. And Jeff and I have really been trying to get the facts before we start, trying to give opinion. It's just a bad look for baseball, especially just looking at it from the big picture. I'm just curious your thoughts on the whole thing.
There's been a lot of them lately. It's been a lot of them. And, here, I can only tell you this. If I ran an organization, I would have a meeting about it. I would. And even if it didn't happen in our organization, it happened in our sport. And I would take a proactive approach for it. And I read the report. I've read that report, the new portion in The Athletic yesterday, 4 times. And I'm still, to be honest with you, maybe I'm just not smart enough. I'm still a little confused on the whole story about Terry wanting to call someone. It just got very confusing for me. I do think that the India, I imagine there is a full investigation going on with this. So I do understand and respect when an investigation is going on that there are certain people that cannot talk about it because it gets into legalese and stuff like that.
Sure.
But I think at the end of the day, you have to, when you're a decision maker and things are presented to you of an employee that are in a real negative light, you have to figure out, am I willing to fall on the sword for somebody who's doing stuff that we all know is wrong, allegedly? And not, there were other steps that could have been taken, and they didn't. And I understand it if there's a lot of Indians fans that are up in arms today. I love this organization. I am close with a lot of these guys who reportedly didn't make the right decisions. I have a lot of respect for him. I am disappointed today, massively, and I'll be curious to see where this goes.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, I think the part that would the shocking part about the whole thing is the Indians are really seem to be upfront on everything. In the past, they've always been upfront.
I know.
I think that's the hardest part of the whole thing.
Yes, yeah. Because for years now, we can talk about the team not willing to spend money in this area and that area.
Right.
When I come on, how often do I say that the Indians front office has seemingly done everything right, you know? Like, those guys have done a lot of good. And this isn't like missing on a trade, guys. This isn't, you know, this is pretty substantial stuff we're talking about. And there are some of your listeners who are going to say, well, hold on, let's let everything play out. Got it. I'm with you. But, you know, the story went from where it went 3 weeks ago to where it went yesterday. And I imagine, who knows how many more steps are going to be taken. But, man, once again, if I ran an organization today, a sports organization, one of the number one things I would do is have a meeting so it is clear. And I'm talking about everybody. Everybody in the organization has to have an understanding of who we are, what we stand for. We all know, I mean, you read the allegations. You know what's right and what's wrong. This isn't like somebody going up like, hey, can we go, you want to go have a drink? This is way past that.
Yeah.
Way past that. You don't have to have a daughter to or a sister to be disgusted. You just have to be a human being. So that's where I stand.
Agreed, and well said. J.J. Watt's not a Brown.
Nope.
Your reaction was?
I was surprised where he landed. I wasn't surprised that it wasn't in Cleveland, but I was surprised at Arizona a little bit. You know, we're never going to get to the story of how much the Browns offered and how much the Colts offered, because you just won't ever hear it. The only people that know that are Andrew Berry, Chris Ballard, who's the Colts GM, and J.J. Watt's representation. So you're never going to get the full story. You know, you'll hear the sources tell us this and that and the other thing. That's fine. And I respect every journalist who puts that out there, but there's only several groups. And by the way, if the Browns offered more and J.J. Watt went another direction, that's perfectly fine. This is really the first time in his career he's had a chance to pick where he wants to play. And some fans will say, well, why'd you go to Arizona? Well, we all know that every year there's four or five new teams in the NFL playoffs every season. So it might be the Cardinals. To me, it's just a stacked division. That's all. Like, that is a tough, tough division. And as it stands right now, I still think the Rams are better. I know the Seahawks are going through some serious issues, but I would, you know, if Russell's still up there and they seem to all be pulling on the same rope, they're going to be tough. And the Niners, as long as Garoppolo's a starter, I know people don't love him, but they win when he's in the lineup, they're better. So to me, that was the interesting choice. As far as what it means for the Browns, I'm okay with it. I really am. And I don't think they're a panic organization anymore. I think they're going to be smart. If they spend that money instead on Levante David, sign me up.
Let me throw one other one before we let you go here, too. This whole 17 weeks football, which I love. I mean, I'm glad they're playing 17. I wish they were only playing two preseason games. I'm shocked that they're able to do this without having two bye weeks. I think that's the thing that is like, why not just have two preseason games and then have two bye weeks? I know there was talk about, you know, watering down, you know, the pool of games for every week. But, I'm shocked that the players are down with this.
I'm a little surprised, too. I will say this. We grew up, and I don't like being the, well, back in our day, but remember for the longest time there was no bye week.
Yeah.
Right? It was 16 straight Sundays. And yep. I don't even remember when the bye came into play. Like, I can't put a time frame on it. Like, I don't know if it was 95, 2000. Like, I have no recollection. Do you guys?
No. I want to say like 7 years ago, but I don't even know, Chris. I'm with you.
No.
I don't know.
It's been longer than that.
Yeah, I don't have any idea.
Yeah, but it's just weird because, like, we all think about how important the bye is, but we played football for the longest time without it. I think if anything,
I remember hating it.
Yeah, because it does suck. Like, it sucks when your team plays on Monday night because you have to go through a whole Sunday and you're like, when are we playing? Or, you know, you know, or Thursday. Like, it just throws your biorhythms off. So having a whole bye week where you're not playing any day is really weird. But yeah, I would be all for it. It's just then that pushes the Super Bowl into mid-February. And I don't know if that's where they want to go.
1990. The NFL returned the use of the bye week in 1990.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's surprising.
The 16-game regular season schedule into 17 to increase the number of TV games. That's why they did it. And it wasn't really about rest.
I would have lost a major bet on that one. I would never have pegged it for 30 years ago.
Do you remember in 93 the NFL had 18 weeks with two byes?
I do remember that slipping in there, and I don't know why they got rid of it. I mean, listen, it's all done for TV, guys. I mean, with these new deals that are about to go into place, who knows what we're going to be seeing.
And where we're going to see it, Chris, I think that's the interesting part. You know?
Yeah.
They're going to just beam games to your – everyone's going to wear glasses, and they're just going to beam the games and the commercials to your glasses. It's just a matter of time.
It's not a bad thought. Not a bad thought.
Chris, what do you got coming up here? Chris Rose Rotation, BattleBots, NFL, what do you got going on?
Yeah, so let's see here. Rose Rotation, we've got another episode dropping tomorrow. Stephen Peralta, the Pirates, who is an amazing, amazing personality and a phenomenal singer. So you'll want to tune into that when it drops. As far as BattleBots, two more weeks left. So we have 16. We were down from 32 in the playoffs to 16 tomorrow. So we'll get down to 8 robots by the end of tomorrow night, and then have one more episode left next week. NFL, just getting all caught up for draft coverage, which hopefully I will be in our city for the end of April. Fingers crossed.
Are you hearing – I know I'm going way over on time. Are you hearing anything on how that's going to look here for draft?
I don't. I mean, we're just – you know, we're all hoping that we get there right now. And I think things are trending in the right direction, but I don't want to – talk about the no-hitter in the fourth inning.
I'm with you on that, but there's a part of me that, like, what's the official date for the draft? Do you know off the top of your head? April 20-something?
Like, yeah, it's the last Thursday in April. I don't know what the date is.
Because there was a part – well, we'll see. We'll see what it looks like then. Because there was a part of me that thought yesterday
– April 29th to May 1st.
Thank you.
Oh, well – If knock on wood, if everybody has the opportunity to get vaccinated by May 1st, it could feel pretty normal. Like, to me, I was like, I wonder if they should just push it back a little bit to make it so that people have the opportunity. But I don't know. It's right there in the same window. So hopefully that works out. Keep my fingers crossed. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Keep
plugging away a little, buddy.
Be vaccinated by 2027, guys, at the rate we're going. We're doing great out of here. It's crazy.
We're getting a little better here,
buddy.
Okay, continue your plugs. Keep plugging away, little buddy, as we like to hear.
No, we're good. We're all good. I appreciate the time as always. And sometimes we have to discuss grown-up stuff on fun shows like this. So
we know. We just don't want to be grown-ups. I make truckers honk their horn now on the show. So this is.
I heard that. What's going on there? Why is that?
Every time
they drive by and honk their horn.
No, I don't know if you noticed this, but when those Cleveland Heights, University Heights buses were driving by, you were a kid. I was the kid that was at the back of the bus that had no friends, and so the truckers were my only friends. And so they
the one flipping me the bird? I got it. Made sense now.
Goodbye, Chris.
Bye, boys. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.